Morning show at East Coast FM. Thanks to all our contributors there this morning. Keith Burke joins us, singer-songwriter from North County Dublin.
Yeah, from Skerries.
Yeah, thanks. Lovely nice part of the world. God, we used to go there as kids and things. What's it like these days?
Well, it's still the same, but we had it all to ourselves during lockdown. It was, and the good weather, you remember. So it was great to see it full of the people from there again. But my parents still live there, so we spend the weekends a lot of the time.
Lovely.
Yes.
Yeah, no, Skerries by the sea. And tell us about your involvement in music, Keith.
Well, I've an album coming out, and so the single that was out just recently is the one that I've sent in to you called Before You Go. It's called It's a Duet with an Egyptian Singer that I've got. So that's the second single from the upcoming album.
That's very exotic.
Yeah, well.
Get together with an Egyptian, right?
Yeah, I've friends from all over the world. So she's a really good singer. So I got in touch with her and asked her to do the girl's part in this song.
Yeah, and you travel yourself, don't you, playing?
I do, yeah. I've been many places. I've been very lucky. Played a couple of times in America, in Pittsburgh in America. I went to Cairo to do a concert there, actually with Amy Fraga, who's the girl I was just talking about. I've played in... I lived in Milan for a year, so I did a couple of concerts over there. One or two in Spain and a couple of other ones in various parts of Italy. And I did one in another weird place, did one in Lebanon.
Right.
Yeah. So I've been really lucky with music and travelling.
And did you pick those countries specifically or what?
They came up, various opportunities came up. Each one is a different story. So, but I was happy that, you know, the one where I played in America, we were invited back, so I played again the following year. So I think that's a compliment in my book when you get invited.
Absolutely, take it, yeah. So what are you doing these days? I mean, obviously you've got the album. Is mm-hmm. it around, you know, visiting places, promoting the album?
The album isn't out yet. So the upcoming album, 14 tracks, it's just about to be mastered, all recorded, having had the various delays that you can imagine that we had during lockdown with studios being closed. So yeah, so I just managed to get into the studio once a month because I've family life now to take up all my time and the day job. So I'm just finished recording it. So after, you know, it's been nearly a 3-year project now at this stage.
Yeah.
So it's just about to go off for mixing.
And what do you sing about and what do you write about?
The album now is about, this is moving on and making new promises, the next sort of stage in life. And there's a little bit of saying goodbye to the old, you know, the baggage, the emotional baggage. But mostly this is an optimistic album with themes of the next phase. And it's not stuck primarily to me in my mid to late 30s moving into my 40s with impending doom. But I think it speaks to anybody who's moving into the next stage of whatever point you are.
Is it hard to leave stuff behind?
Oh,
or
is there
a feeling of optimism into the future?
Well, it was a big effort to put... These songs are all optimistic, and the collection of songs that I've put on this album are trying to be optimistic, but it's all because I'm a very nostalgic sort of a person. I think that's partly why I enjoy...
Oh, that'll make it difficult to let go stuff. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, so what's Before You Go about? Is it Before You Go, are you addressing things you're leaving behind?
This is a fun song. So it's a little play. I was play between a couple who are... He's heading off or she's heading off. One of them, it's not really clear who's going. And they know that they're going to... It's a period of time apart. And they're basically looking forward to getting back together. The sort of reunion is going to be, you know, the getting back together little party that they might have.
Right, well, let's have a listen. Before You Go, Keith Burke and Amy Fraga. Is it Fraga?
Fraga, I think she
Fraga
says.
Fraga, herself, okay. From...
she's from Cairo.
Which is amazing. Right, let's hear Keith and Amy on this. Before You Go.
If you're gone by the time I return, leaving me with every letter lesson I should have learned in this empty little town, not having you around. If you're gone by the time I return,
wake me up if I'm asleep before you go. If I wake up and you're gone, then I'll know. I would want to hear you say, might be easier this way. Wake me up if I'm asleep before you go.
We can dance around the room when you return. We'll make love beside the fire and watch it burn. Like a pair of newlyweds, the same music in our heads. We can dance around the room when I return.
Forthcoming album, that is Keith Burke from Skerries featuring Amy Frege there, and Before You Go. That sounded great. Lovely country sound.
Thank
Keith,
you.
Keith, fantastic.
Thank you very much.
So you're going to be playing in Kilmainham soon, you're telling me.
Yeah, we've got a full band gig in Kilmainham on the 27th of May. That's the next one. That's
very good to hear.
Upcoming gig.
To hear more like that and tracks from the album, no doubt. And to find you on social media and... ahead of the stratospheric rise into world domination.
Yeah, I'm on as many as I could find. I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and recently on TikTok, but I'm still getting the hang of that. But I've got it all. Yeah, I'm all over the internet.
They'll find you. Okay. That sounded great, Keith. Thanks for coming out to us. And it's a great song. Great to hear it.
Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That is Keith Burke.